Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
No. Stop. All right, it is America's 250th birthday. Come on, we got to do something a little different. Are you ready?
Ago, they signed their names, put everything at risk for freedom's sacred flame. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their honor too. Under God, they built a nation strong and true. From 13 colonies, a beacon rose to shine, a land where liberty.
And good morning, America, and welcome to a special 4th of July, happy 250th birthday, America edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, as we are recording from our Strixon studios. And of course, today's show was presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free shopping at McConnell Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile. Or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hello, America. Hello, South Alabama and Mississippi and Florida and Tennessee and Georgia and all of these southeastern states. We are glad that you are with us today. My name is Randy Bergen, if you're just joining us for the first time. And I'm your host. That's it. You're stuck with me. But we're glad that you are here with us for what will be a very special show today. I'll tell you what, we got it lined up for you. Bobby Hall, our Podsy right here on Southern Fairways, is with us today. He's back. He's been on the road doing a lot of celebrity tournaments. He'll tell us all about that coming up in just a few moments. But boy, have we got a show lined up for you. We're going to be talking on our McConnell Automotive guest line with Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. He'll come up in the next segment, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a great time with him. We'll talk a little football. What's going on out there on the West Coast? I mean, who do y'all follow? I mean, USC? UCLA, who do y'all watch out there? Because we got a lot of action right here in the Southeastern Conference, and we're going to talk with him about that. Then at the bottom of the hour, we talk with our very good friend, a great partner of ours, David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. We'll talk golf, and we'll talk football with him. A lot to get into with David. And then as we close the show, Bobby and I are going to talk for just a little bit. We'll get kind of caught up on some things happening in the world of golf and some sports. Of course, you got soccer going on. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. But something I always do on July the 4th is play the Pledge of Allegiance with Red Skelton. Now, if you've never heard this before, it is absolutely fantastic. For you true Americans, it's going to pull some heartstrings. I'm going to tell you, it really gives you the true meaning of what the Pledge of Allegiance is all about. And I hope that you'll maybe have your child tune in on it. All right, because maybe they can get something out of it. I don't know if they're getting in school. You hear all these things. Kids aren't getting history, and, you know, patriotism is dead for a lot of the young children. Well, let's not let that happen. This is a great time to celebrate, and we've got all the reasons in the world to celebrate, although there are a lot of Americans out there that hate America and don't want to be a part of America, but they want to keep tearing it down. So anyway, we're not going to go down that road. We're going to keep it positive right here. And positive is exactly what we're going to do, as we have on our McConnell Automotive guest line. He's one of our Podsy. No, he is our Podsy. And that is the former director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama. Now the rules official on the Pro Rivals Tour. Of course, John Smoltz is the commissioner. A lot of former athletes playing on that tour. And let's see, you're also the rules official at Lake Tahoe that you're leaving this afternoon to go to. We're going to talk about that. And you're just doing a lot of little celebrity tournaments all over the place. So let's welcome in Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, doing great. Just back from Portland, Maine, and at a nice charity tournament for the Dempsey. You've heard of Patrick Dempsey. The actor. There's a Dempsey Health Center for Children in Portland, Maine. I got asked to help with rules on that. And Joe Pavelski beat out Marty Fish, and our sweet Blair O'Neill came in third place. She was battling hard to get in that, so it was a lot of fun. And then heading to New York next month to Pro Rivals. We've got the top 40 finishing out the year. They're competing for points to play for the end of the year championship. And then, yes, this Saturday I'm headed to beautiful Lake Tahoe to help with the American Century Golf Championship. So it's been a whirlwind for me, but nice always to be back home in Fairhope and visiting with you. So thanks for having me on.
All right, so let me make sure I got this right because my head is just spinning. All right, you were in Minnesota, and in Minnesota you did the Pro Rivals Tour event where Joe Pavelski won. Then you get on a plane.
Marty Fish won.
Marty Fish won
in Minnesota. Yeah, he won birdie eagle. He defeated Tyler Clipper.
Okay.
And then headed to Portland, Maine for a small event. And the great hockey player Joe Pavelski prevailed over Marty Fish. And,
okay. All right. Now I'm with you because I was mixing those up. And let me just tell y'all, of course, on this Pro Rivals Tour, you've got former baseball, basketball, football players. You've got – you mentioned Marty Fish, former tennis. You got Blair O'Neill, who you hear Blair do a lot of our liners. And so she's playing extremely well. What has she been doing? Because she's not really on the Golf Channel anymore. What is she doing?
Well, no, she's doing a lot of podcasts. She did a lot of promos for Golf for Kids in Portland. She does a lot of podcasts and behind-the-scenes work. She has her own little show, traveling invites guests on around the country, celebrities, pro athletes, actors. And she had Higgins and Adam Wells from The Bachelor on a recent podcast. But she's still teaching and doing some shows. Yeah, she's not currently doing full-time with the Golf Channel, but she'll still do some episodes for them from time to time.
Gotcha.
The Pro Rivals Tour, can I bring you up to date on that?
Please do. By the way, for those of you that don't know how to follow, all you need to do is go to theprorivals.com, right? Is it prorivalstour.com, Bobby?
That's correct. Prorivalstour.com. If you go to the website when they're playing, it'll be next stop will be up at Turning Stone, August 24th through the 27th, and they do a live broadcast on the website, so you can see these great athletes. In baseball, we'll have the top eight from baseball, top eight from football, hockey, basketball, and then the next eight, Marty Fish, Taylor Twellman from hockey, and some of the others. So Aaron Hicks, Tyler Clippard, our great Josh Donaldson from the area, and, of course, our commissioner John Smoltz are in the top eight from football. You got Garrett Graham, Ryan Succop. Tony Romo will be in the top eight. John Elway makes the seventh spot for football, so we've got some good players from there. Joe Pavelski leads on the hockey side. You'll see Brett Hull. And then basketball, John Berry, Rick Berry's son. He's still active and playing well. Ray Allen, the great Celtic player. And then you go down to Dan Marley, Mike Smith. And then over the next eight is like Marty Fish, Taylor Twellman from soccer, Andre Roberts, Sugeshi Hatsugawa. He played baseball for Seattle for a while, and they finish in the next eight. So that'll be next month up in Turning Stone Casino up outside of Syracuse, New York, and I'm looking forward to being there. And then from there, the top 30 make it to the finals, and we'll see who will be the champion of sports in golf.
And this will be the inaugural champions event for the Pro Rivals Tour. Well, that's got to be a lot of fun, man. And I know that you're having fun. Our good friend Chris Cookson is part of that officiating crew with you as well. And now, look, that dude can play some golf. There's not anybody. I don't know if anybody out there could beat him.
He would be a competitor if you get. He's Mobile's own. He played golf at St. Paul's right here in Mobile, Alabama, went to Southern Miss. That's how Chris and I hooked up years ago. But a good player, played the European Tour. And, yes, Chris, hometown hero here in Mobile, and he helps me with rules. He sure does.
Well, no doubt. Visiting with Bobby Hall. And, Bobby, we got about, I don't know, maybe a minute or so left here. 4th of July weekend. Today is the 250th birthday of this great country called America. And what we want to do is, in our last segment, I want to talk to you about what this means, what this country means to you and your family. Of course, your father was a POW for 7.5 years. We're going to talk a little bit about that for a few moments in our last segment of the show. But, hey, look, there is a lot of things going on. The golf is big right now. You got football right around the corner. We're excited about that. And, you know, Bobby, there's something about to happen with the Southern Fairways Golf Tour that you don't even know about. And then the last 30 seconds right here in this segment, Fox 10 is fixing to be part of Southern Fairways Golf Tour.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to tell you about that. Yes, we're going to tell you about that. As our next event will be on July the 19th at Glen Lakes. And Fox 10 is going to be right there with us. Now, it's not. This is not ESPN. This is not CBS, golf event. But what it is going to do is going to open up a lot of avenues, and we're excited about it. So we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. All right, look, we're out of time.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're out of time. Bobby's going to hang around with us, but let me just tell you, coming up in the next segment, we're going to visit with our West Coast correspondent. Ben Goodman's going to be on. We'll talk a lot about the 4th of July. We've got some sports. Who do they pull for? Football season's right around the corner. Who are they pulling for? USC? UCLA? Who is it? He'll tell you that in the bottom of the hour. David Musial's on with us, so don't go anywhere. More of Southern Fairways Sports Radio coming up. It is a 4th of July edition right here on the SFS Radio Network. Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and we're counting down America's Top 40. This week on the charts, coming in at number 31, is the young man from Oklahoma with a song for the 4th of July. It's Toby Keith and Happy Birthday, America.
Happy Birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look, I got a trivia question for you then. Do you know when Toby Keith wrote that song and where he was when he wrote it?
You know, I don't, but if I was a guessing man, he was somewhere in the United States at a concert.
Well, you got half of it right. Okay. By the way, we're visiting with our West Coast correspondent, Ben Goodman, right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, where we do things just a little bit different. Ben, that was Toby Keith, and he wrote that on the back of a boat on July the 4th, 2020. And it happened when a friend came up to him and said, "Hey, Toby, happy 4th of July." And he responded, "Happy 4th of July, America, what we have left." Thus the song.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting how those guys can take one little thing, and they're such good craftsmen about taking one little subject and turning it into something. I'm always amazed how they can do stuff like that. You know, they can then put music to it and make it a song, and people like it. I just think that's phenomenal that you're to be able to have that ability.
Well, it certainly is. It's a special gift. I've got to tell you, I had the opportunity to meet Toby Keith one time in Orlando during the doing the LPGA deal. He and Roger Clemens, of course. We all know who Roger Clemens is, and Roger and I kind of built a little bit of a relationship, but he came over to the microphone and said, "Randy, give me the microphone. Here's Toby Keith. We got to sing in front of everyone." So I handed him the microphone, and they started singing, and the crowd went crazy. It was really, really neat. That's been many years ago.
And both those guys are pretty big boys. Not tiny guys.
No.
They're big boys.
No. The Rocket was – he's a big boy. I can tell you. He leaned on me, and I'm like, let go, stop, move, whatever. But, we had a great time. It is the 4th of July. It is our 250th anniversary. We've been talking a lot about it. I've been playing a lot of 4th of July music here. As a matter of fact, coming up in our last segment, you won't want to miss it. I do it every year. I play the Red Skelton Pledge of Allegiance. And if you've not heard it, this was recorded in 1969. And it is fabulous. I think a lot of us forget the meaning sometimes. And when you listen to this and listen to Red Skelton, who was a comedian, but so serious when he did this Pledge of Allegiance, it will it might bring a tear to your eye. I ain't gonna lie to you. So, but I got that coming up at the end of the show here. So we won't want to miss that for sure.
You know, and I think that's kind of the thing we miss. We take everything for granted now, and we really don't take what it really means. I was watching a little show about some of the first votes they decided to take the U.S. to become its own country. And it's really intriguing how people do some of the things they've done. They sacrificed and
that we can live in the place that we live and have the opportunity to speak our mind. I mean, I think we just take it for granted a lot.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And we're visiting with Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. And Vin, I know we talk sports a lot. And think about America. You think about sports. You think about football. You think about apple pie. And certainly you think about baseball. And, you know, the revolution of baseball, where it started, how it started, where it is now. Then football kicks in and where we are with basketball and with golf now. And, I mean, there's just so much that America has to offer. And you see it with soccer, with what's going on with the FIFA and all the guys coming over from, you know, different countries and how much they love America. And not to get political here, we'll get into some sports, I promise, but it's just funny how we have Americans that hate America. They just hate America. And it's like, if you don't like it that much, why don't you pack up and leave? We got friends that'll get you a one-way ticket out of here.
Well, I'm telling you, if you know, all you got to do is watch a little YouTube about people going to Waffle House and Bucky's. And I'm going to tell you what, you have a different perspective about our country. You know, it's seeing it through their eyes. It's really been a joy to see how much they enjoy what we have. And it really tells you what they don't have over there in Europe. And we're really blessed. I mean, we're blessed with as much as we have.
Well, there's no doubt. And Vin, I can you mentioned Waffle House. And I know every time you and your son Titus come over to this part of the country, that's a mainstay. Okay, that's one of the dinners is going to be at Waffle House.
Yeah, typically it's usually somewhere between 12 and 1 in the morning where all the entertainment comes in.
And we have certainly seen some at the Waffle Houses around. There ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt. All right. Hey, Vin, all right. We're just, we're not too far away from toe meeting leather for college football for the 2026 season. Of course, you're on the West Coast. Here in the South, we always cover the SEC, and we've got some big rivalries coming up. And when you look at the teams in the SEC and you look at the power, as mentioned, Georgia, Texas, you throw Alabama in there. Auburn's going to have a new look this year. Tennessee, I mean, there's so many. And how about LSU? There's one you can't forget. Florida's got a new coach. But so we have a lot that we experience here in the Southeastern Conference. When we look over on the West Coast, and you got a lot of things going on over there, one of them happens to be football. But who do you root for over there? I mean, you got the Big Ten. Well, you got Southern Cal. You got Oregon.
There, you know, to be honest with you, there's not much to root for. You know, it's an interesting cycle, you know, and I really don't think about Oregon. They're coming in at number two this year. And, you know, you have SC is always a powerhouse to somewhat extent. Used to be a lot more. You got Washington that's always been up there, you know, throughout the years. And then Utah is getting a new coach, but, you know, they're going to be in the top 25 as well. But, you know, really, when it comes down to it, there's just not a lot on the West Coast. And I'm going to say California because we take up 3/4 of West Coast. You know, we're really the type of state that has your mid-majors, like your Fresno State, San Diego State, you know, those type of clubs that we, you know, going to go beat a Goliath. But when it really gets to SEC, it's really hard to beat that. One, your fan base is wonderful. They love college football. They go to the games. They enjoy it. It's a part of your life. And I think more out the West Coast, we have so many more things or distractions, I would say, than what you have back in the South. And it's hard to root for some teams with some of the things you see that they're doing. I'd love if one of the West Coast teams would come down, put some big boys on the line and just play some smash mouth football instead of this toss it around type of league. You know, SC, there's a big talk about their line. They're supposed to have the best line in the nation, and we'll see how they do. You know, they're playing with some big boys, and I hope they step up and kind of bring some of that winning pride back out to California. But I'm just not sure. And you know, of course, we have an issue with our tax base here where, you know, places like Florida and other places don't get taxed. So, you know, that comes in the realm when you start talking to NIL money. You know, some kid's going to go back and pay state tax, or is he going to go somewhere else where he doesn't have to? You know, it's a lot of money. So there's a lot of disadvantage, I think, right now out in the West Coast to be able to bring some of the really great talent out here. Other than you can say, hey, we got Hollywood and we got the beach, you know.
You make a very good point. You talk about the NIL and you talk about that money, because we've had friends that had played professionally out there. And they have said, look, you get taxed so big in California, we're trying to get traded. We're trying to get out of California so we have some money. I mean, talking to one of our buddies that was out there and played for a baseball team, a professional team out there, and then got traded. He said 50% of his money just went to taxes. He said you can't take it. So, you know, and that's one of the things you're seeing right now, too. You're seeing a lot of U-Hauls leaving, more U-Hauls going out than coming in.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine, his daughter decided to go out to Tennessee. She's lived there a year. She can work remote. And she decided she's going to come back and move back into California. Well, she's going to end up paying twice as much to bring the U-Haul to California than is to going out, because they need more stuff coming in because they're losing all the U-Hauls going out. So it's quite interesting. And the state's going to have to get its act together. Hopefully we get a solid governor coming in this next voting and maybe turn around. But even though we might be either the 11th or 10th largest economy in the world, we got some trouble, and we're going to take care of business sooner or later.
So you're telling me that they're paying, it's cost you twice as much to go out of California than bringing a U-Haul in.
That is correct, because everything's going out, so they're trying to get the trucks in so it can go back out again. So it's quite interesting. That should tell you something right there.
There's no doubt. Of course, we've had some friends that have left California, and you may be at pretty soon. So we hope that you get a little closer to the Southeastern Conference.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we're excited about football, but I'll tell you what else we're excited about. Coming up just about a little over, right at 2 months, I guess, we are going to be going to play a little golf. We're going to do that on the East Coast, and I am excited to go to this golf course and the golf courses in that area.
I'm telling you, I'm as excited as well. You know, it's one of those bucket list things. And, you know, to go play Pinehurst, and then also we're going to get to play 2, 4, and 8, and also that new little par 3 that they had just installed or just built. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I got online and I was doing like I do, want to map out my golf courses, and they have you can get online and you can look from the tee box out onto the fairway, kind of how you're going to see it from the tee box. And all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, this is awful thin. So I might be in a little bit of trouble because I'm not sure if I'm that accurate. But, you know, to go play this place is just, it's wonderful. And I'm so much looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no doubt. Hey, Vinny, always our time goes by too fast. Thanks for taking time to hang out with us. We're looking forward to it. Have a great 4th of July. Y'all have a blast and we'll be talking soon. All right.
Appreciate y'all, guys. Happy 4th of July, and God bless America.
There you go. All right, we take a time out. When we come back, we will visit with David Musial, General Manager at Glen Lakes. Don't go anywhere. More of Southern Fairways right after this.
Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder.
Welcome in to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We certainly welcome you. This is where we do things just a little bit different, and I am your host, Randy Bergen. It is a 4th of July edition, the 250th birthday of this great country. And, man, I'll tell you what, it is a celebration like no other. There's going to be a lot of folks out tonight that will be celebrating. Just remember, keep your head on a swivel. If you're out driving, buckle up. Good drivers out there, and there's not so good drivers out there, so be careful for sure. Hey, we go to our McConnell Automotive guest line, and we welcome in one of our great partners. Always on with us. We love to have him on. It's the one and only, we call him the man, the myth, the legend, pro. That's right, David Musial, General Manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. Big D, pro, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Randy. I've got a big weekend here at Glen Lakes. Got a lot of guests in town for the 4th of July weekend. A lot of different license plates in the parking lot from different states, and golf course in great shape, and things are going well. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing extremely well. And you know what, Dave, you always have different license plates in your parking lot. I can promise you there are folks from all over that want to come down and play Glen Lakes, and there's certainly a good reason for that because it's always in good shape. Green's always rolling good. Your superintendent, William Dabney, does a great job for y'all with as much play as you get. He stays pretty busy, I can tell you.
Well, I'll tell you that the golf course is in great shape, and we've had just the right recipe for growing grass. We've just had this warm weather and all the rainfall that we've had, and the greens are full, fairways are in great shape. We're just getting a lot of play, and just look forward to a busy weekend.
All right, Dave, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of set the table for you here, all right, what we're going to get into in this segment with you. Obviously, we're going to find out what's going on there. You got a big tournament coming up in just 2 days. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I want to talk some football with you. Guys, we're not that far from football. SEC football is going to be kicking off soon. Cannot wait. And we know that you're a big Georgia fan. So we're going to talk Georgia football. We'll kind of go through that schedule a little bit. And then there's I got to tell you, the other night I watched a 30-30 on a fella. We're going to talk about him in just a few moments. Perhaps one of the best running backs that's ever played this game, certainly from a collegiate standpoint. We'll talk about him in just a few moments. Before we do that, tell us about the big tournament you got coming up on the 6th.
Well, we've got our Patriot Golf Day on July the 6th. That anyone who would like to come out and play golf at Glen Lakes can play for cart fee only with a donation of $10 or more that goes to Folds of Honor. And those funds will be donated to the families of wounded soldiers. And we just appreciate everybody coming out and supporting our veterans, especially on this special weekend. And we're looking forward to a big crowd on Monday. So if you have not made your tee time, give us a call at Glen Lakes, 251-955-1220, and make sure to get in there. And again, you pay just a cart fee only to play on July the 6th on Monday with a donation of $10 or more to our Patriot Day that goes toward Folds of Honor. So we appreciate our veterans. It's a special weekend, and I hope everybody can come out. And it looks like we're going to have, for the 250 weekend, I think we're going to have 250 golfers on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that'll be so much fun. And I got to mention, Folds of Honor, just a great organization started by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. I think this is 20 years he's been going on this, or 19, 20 years, but he's been doing it for a long time and has really, really done a great job. And there's so many of these organizations that do a wonderful job for our wounded warriors, our warriors, and all servicemen and women. And guys, if you can participate in this at Glen Lakes, what a treat you will have. And I'm excited for you, Dave, because there's nobody, I don't know if anybody else could handle it like you do, because you always run a great tournament.
Well, I appreciate that. We have 27 holes of golf, so that also helps also as far as having 27 holes to play. And, the PGA of America, that we try to get every golf course to participate in a Patriot Day event of some sort. Some had theirs around Memorial Weekend, some 4th of July, and some will have theirs as they get to Veterans Day. But we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting your great cause.
Yeah, it'll be a good cause for sure. Again, if you want to participate in that, be sure to give David and his great staff a call out there at 251-955-1220. I believe I have that memorized. Was I correct on that?
You got it.
We've only been saying it for a couple of years. So 251-955-1220. All right, visiting with our good friend. We call him Pro Big D. He's got a lot of different names. We're talking with David Musial at Glen Lakes Golf Club. All right, Dave, let's turn and talk a little bit about some Georgia football. You know what? I did not key that up. Let me key that up real quick. Hang on just a second. All right, there you go. That's part of the contract. We have to play the Georgia fight song anytime we have this fellow on. So you hear it in the background. Some of you like it. Some of you don't.
Well, I like giving the dog review. Get a little bit about what's coming up this next season.
That's what I want to hear is that dog review, man. Give it to us.
Yeah. Well, it's always so exciting, the SEC, as we get closer to football season. It's amazing how close that it does. It just seems like when we start, at the end of the summer and starting in with college football, it seems like it's too hot to be playing. But it's going to be an exciting year. A lot of change with coaching changes, around the SEC. You got Auburn, you got LSU. A lot of things are going to be different this next year. And Georgia looks to be pretty stable, I would say, with Gunnar Stockton at quarterback and a strong defense and a good recruiting year, that Georgia should be strong. I've seen in some polls where that they're around 5 and 6. I've seen some where Alabama is not cracking the top 10, and you just don't know what's going to happen in these first couple weeks. But Georgia, I think it all comes down to a strong defense and good ball control. And again, it'll be right around the corner, won't it, Randy?
Well, there's no doubt about it. We're talking toe meets leather for the Bulldogs of Georgia on September the 5th as you'll take on Tennessee State. And, you know, if we kind of go through this schedule, look, I see a lot of wins for you as I go through the schedule. Let's just kind of go down them real quick. You've got Tennessee State to start off with, Western Kentucky. That's 2 wins. Then you travel on September the 19th. You go to Arkansas. That's going to be an interesting ball game for you, but you should get the win. Then you take on Oklahoma back in Athens. You take Vanderbilt on in Athens. That should be – Vanderbilt should be a win for you. Oklahoma is going to be a test for you, but I think you get the win there. Then on October the 10th, you take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Now, it seems like every time Georgia goes to Tuscaloosa, that's a ball game till the very end. And I'm hoping it kind of comes out the same way. Georgia doesn't always fare that well in Tuscaloosa.
Well, they don't. And, you know, that Alabama always seems to have Georgia's number, that, you know, Georgia got them there in the championship game. And it just is one of those things where I think that DeBoer's going to have his team ready. And that's going to be a tough one. But Georgia doesn't have the strongest schedule, the toughest schedule like that, you know, some of the past years. They do have an easier road, and the way the playoff is now, you can afford a couple losses. So, you know, I really think they're going to finish strong, and I think they're going to have a good year. And then after Georgia, I think it's a handful of teams to see who steps up and who the real players are.
Well, no doubt. After Alabama, you'll host Auburn on the 17th, and you got an open date. Then you go to Atlanta to take on Florida, November the 7th. You got Ole Miss, then Missouri, and you wrap up November the 21st with conference play with South Carolina on November the 21st, and then, of course, your all-time rival Georgia Tech on November the 28th. So I'm looking at the schedule right here, and Dave, it looks like it could be a very, very good year for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, they've had some tougher ones, you know, some tougher schedules in the past, and this is one it looks like that they could, you know, could have an easier year, but you never know. You know, the SEC is tough, and you go on the road and you get some of these games where teams are up, and, you know, you can run into a couple of those trap games in there like happens. But I think it's going to be a good year for them, and I think that Alabama's going to surprise some people. I think Auburn's going to be improved. LSU is going to be fun to watch to see how this happens, this way the shakeup with Kiffin. But I'm ready. I'm ready for SEC football to start.
And there's no doubt he got old Coach O down there in Baton Rouge with him. You know, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
That's crazy. Go Tigers. That's crazy.
That's going to be interesting, no doubt. Hey, we're visiting with David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, talking a little Georgia football. All right, only a few minutes left here. My cousin quarterbacked at Ole Miss way back in the day whenever Herschel played at Georgia. And I had asked Kelly, I said, Kelly, who is the best college football player you've seen when you played, you know, at Ole Miss? And he said, immediately, the best one he's ever seen was Herschel Walker. He said, Herschel just ran over our guys. I saw the 30-30 on Herschel Walker the other night. And I got to tell you, Dave, we always knew he was great, okay? But this cat was fantastic in college.
Well, you know, when Herschel first came to Georgia, and he came out of a small high school in Johnson County in Wrightsville, Georgia, and you weren't real sure because he didn't have the competition. He was from a 1A school, and he was big and strong and playing in small competition. And when he came to Georgia, it took to where they were struggling in early in the year against Tennessee, and right out of the gate, they put him in at the second half and he took over. And from then on, it was, he was the offense. And, you know, that was such a different time in football, you know, where you had, you know, less passing game, and you had good defense and running and pass when you had to. And the teams just got used to that Herschel was going to carry the ball all the time. And in the national championship game in his freshman year, that Georgia completed one pass as they beat Notre Dame in the national championship. tells you a lot. He ran for 150 yards, and Buck Ballou completed one pass in the second half that was kind of meaningless.
Oh, and
it tells you a lot about how the game's changed.
There's no doubt about that for sure. I mean, he was a Heisman Trophy winner in 1982. I think he won several All-American, consensus All-American from 1980 to 1982. So, yeah, the cat was good. There is absolutely no doubt. And I thought that we'd have seen a lot more of him as he went to the pro ranks, but really, really didn't. And but you know what was interesting? And we only got about a minute left here. But what was interesting was he was deciding when he was in high school getting recruited whether he wanted to go play college football or whether he wanted to join the Marines. And the reason he wanted to join the Marines because he said at that time he wanted to kill people.
Yeah, he signed that contract with the New Jersey Generals, mm-hmm. the USFL, after his junior year, and wanted to try to jump back and say, I want to stay at Georgia, and he couldn't do it. Once the rules were, once you signed that contract, that you had to go. And his best years were those years that he played in the USFL, and then he came to the NFL, and you know, after all the beating of all the seasons he had played, that he wasn't quite what he was, yeah. you know, early on. But he's a legend. I mean, of what he did at Georgia, and he was, I consider him the greatest college football player ever. They only lost one regular season game in three seasons while he was there.
There is no doubt. There's no doubt. Dave, our time it goes by too fast. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us, and have a great weekend, and hope your tournament turns out well on the 6th.
Appreciate it, Randy, and everybody that, wish everybody a safe 4th of July weekend, and we hope everybody comes out and plays with us on July 6th. We'd love to come out and play and support our veterans.
Give them a call, 251-955-1220, Glen Lakes Golf Club. That's David Musial, the general manager. Our time is up. We'll be right back with more of Southern Fairways right after this. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. It is a 4th of July, 250th birthday for this great nation called America. And I am Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. Bobby, before we get into what the 4th of July means to you and your family, let's talk about where you're headed this afternoon. You're headed to Lake Tahoe. It's the American Century Classic Championship. It's the American Century Championship. Formerly the American Century Celebrity Championship. And I know you look forward to this time every year. You've been doing it for almost 30 years now. So talk about what's going on at Lake Tahoe when you get there.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this event. This will be my 34th year to be out there. It's the 37th annual American Century Championships. It's celebrity golf's most popular tournament. It has 80 sports and entertainment superstars. It'll be on NBC July 8th through the 12th at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course on NBC. So you can watch it on TV next week. Stephen Curry is back. He missed last year. He would be the defending champion last year, but he had to play in the Olympics. Barkley, Jason Kelce, Nate Bargatze, Colin Jost, Tony Romo, Miles Teller, Ray Romano, just all of the, a lot of celebrities. They shoot baskets on the side. You've seen the boats come up to the beach. It is a huge, huge event. But we got some first timers this year, and I'm bringing those up. People may want to watch Drake May, New England Patriots quarterback, mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton from the Baltimore Ravens. He's a safety of the Baltimore Ravens. Mike McDonald from the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Robert Saley, head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Kevin O'Donnell of the Minnesota Vikings. And if you're a basketball fan, from the Celtics, Peyton Pritchard will make his first appearance there at Lake Tahoe. So it's going to be a great event. It'll be on NBC. I hope you'll watch. Hey, a local guy is going to be out to see us, a local builder and a friend of ours. He plays the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, Rob Davis. Mm-hmm. He's coming out with his family, so mm-hmm. he'll be out there on Sunday. But it's fun to watch on TV. I hope you'll turn it on. I usually hide behind the cameras. You won't see me. But you'll see Charles Barkley and a lot of great athletes. Brian Urlacher will be out there. John O'Hurley. Mr. Peterman from show on TV. So, yeah. And of course we hope to speak with some of the celebrities and bring them some of their voices in the interviews back to Mobile. So
that'll be
Peter
awesome.
Jackson, look forward to seeing him, and I know he'll want to speak to you at times. So it's a fun event. I hope everybody listening will turn it on TV and just take a few minutes to watch it. And of course, American Century raises a lot of money for charity. So it's a great event. I'm
proud to be a part of it.
Well, and you do a great job, and I know you'll have a big blast out there. Of course, what you notice most of all, you can watch all of the tournament, but the popular hole is number 17, the par 3. You got all the boats, the people, they're all out there, and the athletes are throwing footballs, basketballs, baseballs, whatever it may be, and just great crowd participation there for sure. But somebody that won't be there will be Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce. He won't be there. He'll be putting on a ring.
Yes, he will. We get a little nervous when he comes to play if Taylor Swift is going to show up. So maybe that's a good thing that he's missing this year. But his brother will be there.
Yep.
So Kelce, it's great to have him part of the field.
All right, Bobby, listen. And we're visiting with Bobby Hall right here on Southern Fairways. Got a few minutes, probably about two and a half minutes left here in this segment. The 4th of July. We mentioned it in our first segment, and for folks that know you, they know that your pops was a POW for 7.5 years in the Vietnam War. Talk about what the 4th of July means to you with so many people that really are patriots and celebrate this. And there's a few that really don't care for America, but they're still here. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, this some of the things going on, socialism around the country, makes me upset. You know, I'm so proud of our flag and be part of the country. I'm very proud of my father. Unfortunately, he was shot down over North Vietnam, defended our country, and spent 7.5 years in total hell, but made it back with a lot of about 1,400, 1,500 of the our great American pilots over there. So, yeah, military life. My grandfather was in the Army. Randy, you served in the Army, and I thank you for that service. But anybody that's served with our country, it's time to pay respect to the people that lay their lives on the line, that put that flag in front of them and wave an old glory. It hangs outside my house. And I'm so blessed that my dad showed me many things, and he was never really bitter toward the communists. Some of them that beat him and tortured him, he had ill feelings, but not necessarily the North Vietnamese people. He was very kind. He came home, had a great career, and had a lot of humility, a lot of self-composure, and had a great career after coming back, being in solitary confinement for 3 and 4 years by himself. So I learned a lot from him. So we have great American patriots. My daughter has served in the Air Force. I'm so proud of her. And anybody that served, if I can do anything for you, I wish I could reach out to everybody there. We have so many great Americans around this country, and we need to wave that flag high and show our respect to military, first responders, people that are in service industry to help others. They put their lives on the line. They put their skills on the line. And another thing we need to thank are the families that stay at home while their loved ones are abroad and defending our country. My mother was great to stick by my dad's side for all those years. So mm-hmm. If you're a military son, daughter, wife, or uncle was in the military. Blessings go out to everybody there. It means a lot to me, and thank you for letting me speak on that.
Well, I tell you, your pops was a, and I've told you this, he certainly is no doubt a hero. I mean, I don't even know that that's the right word, okay? But your mom was too, all right, and your entire family. And I know this weekend means a lot to you. It does every day, but especially being able to celebrate 250 years of being free. And for the folks, and I don't get political, but for those of you that don't care about America, you want to spit on the flag, whatever you want to do, listen, go live in China, go live in Russia, okay? Get that, see how you feel, and then come on back when you get ready, okay? Because it is you would have a change of heart if you didn't live in America right now. And this is what the service does. It gives you the opportunity to exploit how you feel. So, Bobby, thank you. Thank your family. We appreciate you and all that you do, and we wish you much success at Lake Tahoe, safe travels, and we look forward to having you back and look forward to having some of those guys on the show with us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Randy, and everybody have a safe and great 4th of July. Spend a lot of time with your family.
All right, Bobby. There you go. Sweet swinging Bobby Hall. He is actually boarding the plane right now, headed to Lake Tahoe. You know, we didn't get to get into as much sports as we normally do, but it's a special occasion. It's the 250th birthday of this great, great country, the United States of America. Our time is almost up. Before we leave, as I mentioned to you earlier, I want you to hear the Pledge of Allegiance from Red Skelton that was recorded in 1969. Guys, this is absolutely fantastic. So until next week, I'm Randy Bergen. God bless America. Happy birthday, America, and God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. Here's Red Skelton. Bye-bye.
Everybody. I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too. Really?